the respected goddess, she who embodies all existence, and her complete lineage of descendants, all strive to attain these 300 names which grant all desires. You hear that lineage of descendants? Her complete lineage of descendants. They all strive to attain these 300 names which grant all desires. This is the description of the greatness of these 300 names. Whoever strives to serve Shiva's lotus feet should remember it. Regularly feed 16 Brahmins. Namaste. Or more. And offer incense and baths and other objects of value, clothes, scents, etc., the various names of the supreme goddess of all desires, cakes, sweets, fruits, you better get back in the kitchen, Kanti. Fragrant-smelling flowers, give special knowledge and feed 16 twice-born, regularly offer sacrifice and feed the knowledgeable, thereafter offer the Brahmins the 300 names according to the order of worship. Anoint the twice-born with oil, etc., as they reflect the energy of peace. Beginning on the first day of the bright fortnight, and according to the order of worship up to the full moon, every day feed at least 20 of the twice-born. For 10, 5, or 3, or even one day, 360, or for 100, twice-born should be fed according to the procedures of these 300 names. And whoever will perform with devotion during his or her life, to them will be given the fruit of birth. They will reside in liberation. The secret of the offering of the 1,000 names has also been explained. Always make the offering with respect, and afterwards feed the Brahman.
Those who offer to me the secret of the greatness of 1,000 names, they
are a shining light in the darkness of night. Such is the glory of these names. These 1,000 names shine in the consciousness of the goddess of all vibrations. The fruits bear 10 million qualities of which not even one can be sung. Whatever fruit may be derived from the offerings and songs and continuous recitations of other mantras, that fruit will be multiplied by 10 million qualities for those who worship with these 300 names. The fruit of the secret of the 1,000 names brings 10 million changeless qualities. Whoever sings these
300 names receives 10 million times those qualities. If one perceives the greatness of this song, which comes from the consciousness of the goddess of all vibrations, in truth, the supreme lord of all desires and the supreme goddess of all desires accept that offering. Who sings only these various
300 names dwells in the consciousness of existence, deprived of, excluding all deficiencies or expectations. From this wisdom and out of love for this world, perform continual recitation, O you who were born from a jar. Remember, whatever effect you wish to produce from your discipline, and for that purpose recite, that objective will be attained, after which the effects may be examined. Whatever discipline to produce a special effect is described in the tantras, all of that may be accomplished with the recitation of these 300 names. Hold in your sankalpa in your mind when you define the purpose of your recitation. Hold that thought in your mind. I'm chanting for the attainment of the highest wisdom. Chanting for the attainment of pure love. Whatever discipline to produce a special effect is described in all of the tantras, all of that may be accomplished with the recitation of these 300 names. Gain life, gain increase, get children or the power of control, give wisdom, gain fame, and become known as an excellent poet or a seer of divine truth. Gain all wealth, all pleasure, all beauty, or comfort, gain all desires through these 300 names of the goddess. Without a doubt, there is no japa superior which will fulfill all desires. This recitation makes the respected goddess, the playful mother, satisfied. When performed with true devotion, whatever is desired becomes eternally fulfilled. Therefore, O Muni, O you who are born from a jar, always recite this. There is nothing superior to this, nor anything remaining for you to know. This is the story of the song which gives pleasure to the playful mother. The ignorant will not learn of it, nor will those devoid of devotion practice it. Therefore, we don't have to worry about divulging the secret. Whoever will tell these 300 names to a fool, to an evil being, or to one without faith will suffer a great loss. This is the order proclaimed by the cause of peace, feminine. Therefore, maintain its secrecy. By the inspiration of the playful mother, this excellent song has been disclosed. O Muni, Hayagriva, disclose this secret as well as the secret of the 1,000 names to the excellent among performers of tapasya, he who was born from a jar, Agastya Muni Maharaj Ki Jai. Sing this song to the playful mother, the beautiful of the 3 cities. Bring back to your mind the waves of her divine bliss. Thus ends the last section of the respected Brahmananda Purana, in which Hayagriva tells to Agastya the narration of the playful mother and the portion of her song known as the 300 names of the playful mother. Om.